Macmillan Audio presents The Warrior Code, 11 Principles to Unleash the Badass Inside of You by T. Marie Hannibal with Deneen Milner. Read for you by T. Marie Hannibal. Dear Mama, so many things I wish I could say, conversations I wish we'd had, moments I wish we could still share. Thank you for giving a lost little girl a place to call home. Introduction. No one is born a warrior. We don't come out of the womb with armor and weapons and the honor, courage, discipline, and strength to conquer life's toughest battles. To win the mightiest wars. That metal, that ability to stare the enemy in the face, choose the right weapons, and fight with all one's might to survive, is learned and earned with time, with experience, with the knockdowns and wherewithal to get back up again, no matter what, every time, having learned a little bit more about what it takes to do so, no matter how strong or cunning the opposition. This is no easy task. The opponent is a sly one, for sure. Not even in most cases. A real person we can touch, see, or hit. Indeed, our biggest foe is not a person at all. It is instead all the things that hold us back from realizing our true strength and ability to win at life. Fear, laziness, anger, ego, stubbornness, and so much more. Each threatens our greatest desires, that new job, true love, better connections with family and friends, stronger, fitter bodies, higher education, respect, stability, and brings the fight right to our doorstep, directly to our hearts and minds. Neither knife nor gun nor fist is brandished. But this enemy can be every bit as lethal to us humans as an AK-47 with a full clip. Being a true warrior, then, isn't so much about our ability to throw hands, or shoot with precision, or conquer adversaries we can actually see. It's about identifying our inner strength, tapping into the very core of our being to overcome the everyday obstacles that threaten to derail us at every turn. We all have the skill, knowledge, and muscle to get this done. To not only endure, but also to thrive, to be unbreakable. I know this to be true because my life was not set up for survival, at least not an easy one. Before I'd even turned a year old, my father was shot dead in the street. My two-year-old brother crumpled at his feet. Not much longer after that, social services removed us from my mother's arms and dropped my brother and me into the complex, soul-sapping foster care system, leading to the Chicago home of a strict but loving couple that raised us in the whirlwind of poverty, old-school discipline, and a rotating crew of almost 24 foster children in and out of their three-bedroom apartment. By age 17, I'd been kicked out of school, shot, piled into the back of several cop cars, handcuffed in a police interrogation room, awakened in a hospital bed after a drug-induced fainting spell, pregnant and an active member of a dangerous gang. That I made it out of all of that is a miracle. The military saved my life. I survived the streets of Chicago, but becoming a Marine gave me my armor, made me a warrior. At every turn, I proved myself as a woman and a single mother in the military, destroying every physical, mental, and emotional barrier to take my rightful place as one of the first women to serve in a male-dominated combat mission during Operation Enduring Freedom, OEF, Operation Iraqi Freedom, OIF. So strong was my pull to defend my country, I deployed to Iraq, leaving behind my daughters, my family, my friends, and all I knew and loved to join my band of brothers on the ground. My work as a recruiter in the military.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?